The only thing I was really wanting to find out was what she really thought about Raven. I wanted to keep him from making any more of a fool of himself than he already had. Maybe she figured that. She was sharp. She never gave me a chance to work it in. So, after a couple of days, we were talking about what it was like being country kids growing up with a war going on all around. It was easy to understand why she had gone the way she had. Everybody knew the story, so she didn't need to explain. I told her I joined up to get away from the farm, and from where I stood back then, the rebels didn't look no cleaner than the Imperials. Maybe less because she hadn't come along to start cleaning them up yet. And the Imperials got paid. Good. And on time. She didn't seem offended, so I added my secret philosophy of life. Any dork who became a soldier for an idea instead of the money deserved to die for his country. You're going to put it all on the table, six up with some other guy, it damned well better be for stakes you can carry away. That did offend her. It got scorching for a few minutes, then sort of settled down to a sustained low heat. Her trying to convince me that they were abstractions worth fighting and dying for, and me clinging to my position that no matter how admirable the cause, there was no point getting killed for it, because even only 20 years down the road, nobody was going to remember you or give a rat's ass if they did. 2 days went by that way. I got a feeling that if there hadn't been so much ego getting in the way, Raven and Silent would have ganged up on me for hanging around with their girlfriend. She was easy to talk to. I let out things I never said before, because I thought they had no value, considering the source. Stuff about how people in the world worked like that. I never realized my outlook was so cynical, till I tried to tie it up and put it across in that unsubtle way you have to use with sign. I told her I could not believe in her movement, because it did not promise anything for the future except freedom from the tyranny of the past. I told her that what little philosophy I detected driving the movement totally ignored human nature. That if the rebels ever did manage to topple the Empire, whatever replaced it would be worse. That was the lesson of history. New regimes, to make sure they survived, were always nastier than the ones before them. I kept after the theme of what did the rebels offer in place of the Empire. In my limited experience, the people of the Empire were more secure, prosperous, and industrious than they had been before its coming, except in areas where there was an active rebel presence. I told her that for the great mass of people, freedom wasn't an issue at all, that it was an alien concept, at least as her rebels seemed to define it. I told her that for a peasant, and peasants probably make up 3/4 of the population, freedom meant being able to provide for a family and market any surpluses. When I left home, the potato fields and the rest of it were held communally. The work was long and hard and boring, but no one ever went hungry, and even in the